Another landfall less than 12 hours away. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hurricane warnings are posted from just north of Savannah, Georgia, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, as Hurricane Ian moves toward a second U.S. landfall, likely Friday afternoon near Charleston.
We're looking at landfall potentially at noon. We will also have to contend with the fact that it will also be high tide, meaning that we could potentially be dealing with storm surge right along the coastline of South Carolina of about 4 to 7 feet. So that is going to be extremely devastating, especially for those coastal communities.
Meteorologist Kendall Smith of Fox Weather, and the storm appears to be strengthening. An Air Force Hunter aircraft has flown through it and clocked winds at 85 miles an hour, Category 1 strength. Floridians still grappling with the breadth of the storm damage there.
People seem stunned by just the level of devastation, by the destruction they see all around here in Southwest Florida. All around me, left and right, street after street, where there's really complete destruction. So severe, so catastrophic that in some parts of Southwest Florida, they are considering whether or not to rebuild. It's not just houses, but infrastructure that's been destroyed as well.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Placido, Florida, just north of where Ian made landfall on Wednesday. There are now 10 deaths blamed on the storm in Florida. That number is expected to increase as search and rescue missions continue, which President Biden says the Federal Emergency Management Agency is helping with.
I deployed dozens of search and rescue teams, along with high water vehicles and rescue helicopters to help get survivors to safety.
There are still more than 2 million customers in Florida with no electric power. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa sustained neck and head injuries after being slammed to the ground in Thursday night football. He was taken from the field by stretcher and then to a hospital. The Bengals beat the Dolphins 27-15. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Closing in on the government funding deadline, the Senate has approved a stopgap spending bill.
A continuing resolution extending government funding into mid-December won broad support in the Senate, passing 72-25. In addition to preventing a government shutdown Friday night, the bill also includes new security and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to take up the bill before that funding deadline. After that vote, neither the House nor the Senate is scheduled for votes until after the midterm elections in November. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The chairman of the Democrat-controlled House January 6th committee claims that Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has stood by the assertion that the 2020 election was fraudulent during an interview with the committee, which was held voluntarily. Thomas's attorney says his client is solely focused on ensuring reports of voter fraud were investigated. A Kansas police officer has been wounded in the line of duty.
A Topeka police officer injured after being shot by an unnamed homicide suspect during a shootout in the city. Multiple law enforcement agencies responding to the scene when the suspect opened fire on officers after a chase. Several officers returning fire. Topeka police say the suspect was secured and transported to a hospital, calling his injuries critical. Officials go on to say the individual is wanted in connection with a double shooting that left one person dead and another hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The officer injured by the suspect was treated at a hospital and has been released. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is reviewing the incident. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Russia, trying to stem the tide of draft-age men fleeing the country, has now set up draft offices at its checkpoint on the border with Kazakhstan. Kremlin plans to formalize the annexation of 4 occupied areas of Ukraine on Friday. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.